Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
And do you know what, Ellie?
What?
Do you know who we've got here?
Yeah, I do, because she's sitting right next to me.
It's Clary Telford!
It's Clary Telford!
Hey! It's you, right?
I'm here. Now, is that how you like to be known now, Clary? Is that your brand?
Yes.
Because you are the artist formerly known as...
What a wanker.
Yes, I rebranded, yes. So what were you known as before?
I was Peck and Mama. Oh, this is why I did it, because I can't even bear to say it.
Why? Don't be ashamed of Peckham.
I'm really proud of Peckham, but I've never like used mama in my normal vernacular, so then to use it as my name is cringy.
So you're a mum to two boys, mm-hmm. a wife, a freelance creative strategist at Facebook and Instagram, and a blogger.
Yes, that's true.
What is a creative strategist?
That's a good question, and it's a hard one to answer. So I'm actually a creative strategist, but my history is as a creative director, which means I help brands write good ads.
Yeah.
What's some of your work? What have I worked on?
Yeah.
My favourite ever campaign was for Yorkshire Tea. So our insight was that the time you most miss tea is when you're abroad. So we took their ice cream van called Little Urn, which is a Yorkshire Tea asset, and went to America and found Brits abroad and gave them a cup of tea.
Oh, I remember that ad. It was awesome.
Awesome. And you got to go... Did you go to America with it? Yeah, do you know what? I don't know if I can say this, but I'm going to. So it was all... Should have been really glamorous, except for no one had done the research, and something to do with the electric power in America meant we couldn't actually boil a cup of tea in the van. So we did a six-week tour based on this, and
What was the thing with puppies?
That was a great brief. That was trying to represent different biscuits in their animal form. So the puppy. This is my job.
People say that capitalism has gone too far and is excessive. So
we did lion cubs to represent the gold bar.
Obviously.
Yeah. Ginger nuts were represented. I get paid for this, guys. It's hard. Yeah, ginger nuts were represented by ginger rabbits.
I'd have gone otters. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah. And the puppies represented shortbread.
Oh, right. like a
crumbly,
yeah,
quite pale shortbread.
They do go crumbly, puppies, if you don't give them enough water. I have found that. Don't leave them in the car.
Flaking off everywhere.
Yeah, don't leave them in the car.
Let's keep some noise. That was actually a bit really tough.
So tell us about your blog.
I have a blog called Mother of All Lists, which is a collection of lists about parenting. I feel like I've really blagged it, actually, because it means I don't ever have to write paragraphs. I can just write...
Oh. Yeah,
but bullet points, which is really great.
You're talking to a woman who practically gets an orgasm over a list.
I love a list. What's your favourite kind of list?
A to-do list.
Yeah,
that you have to work through. And if I'm honest, I sometimes write things in retrospectively, and then I can just cross them off.
I do. The thing is, if you ever come to my house, which Ellie rarely does, on the front door, it's got September to-do list. Which has nothing crossed off.
And things like that is why I can't go to a house. makes
why
me unwell.
Haven't you crossed anything off?
Because I haven't done any of it.
No.
Like got the tree surgeon.
No.
Got the skip.
But the only reason I have a list is to achieve it.
I know, but I want to achieve those things, but it is May.
But you should put some things in that you can do.
Yeah.
Not clean your teeth, but like one rung on from that.
All right. So it's like, maybe I went a bit too far with like reorganising the garden.
No, exactly. Don't put those on a list because you'll never take them off.
Throw out old shoes or something really achievable.
Yeah.
My kids can read down there. They keep going, Mum, why is it there? And even, it's like the ink has faded.
I like my husband. It's just like, I will like try and get him into lists and then he never consults them. So there's no point writing a list if you're not going to try and aim to achieve it.
Oh, Will writes it down on a piece of paper, then loses the piece of paper, and then we have to have a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds relaxing. Yeah, your kids are like, Mum, why have you written, you know, conceive another child? I'm 7. What are you doing? What's been the most popular list that you've put on your blog?
Usually the more close to the boat I go, the more popular they are.
Mm.
So I've written one about a lifelong battle with my weight. I've written one about anxiety.
All the lols.
And financial crisis.
Yeah.
I mean, no, because I think you can talk about, you can still be funny and talk about hard, difficult stuff.
Hmm. So why did you start the blog in the first place?
On my second maternity leave, I got involved with the mother's meeting kind of vibe that was going on. And I categorically, I actually had a conversation again with Zoe, Dressed Like a Mum, where I said, I'm not going to do a mummy blog. There's so many mummy blogs. But the truth was, I was actually a bit bored second maternity leave. I had my boys close together and I was like wanting a way to use my brain a bit. So I started doing it. So I do one list and now I'd have 3 lists a month that are guest lists written by other people. And because it's a list, anyone feels that they can write it. Like trying to write long prose is quite challenging, but anyone can do some bullet points. So I've been lucky in that loads of women have offered up some amazing stories, and including a great one from you guys.
Oh, yes, it was excellent. I wrote about swimming lessons and how they were the 7th circle of hell.
Well, that's it. You can sit that alongside talking about anxiety and it's...
No, that was really fun. And I love the one recently written by Bryony Gordon.
Mm.
And actually, that was one of the motivators for getting me to run round Peckham Rock.
What was her list then? What was
about running the marathon.
About how she did it. And it was
The title was, If I Can Run the Marathon, Anyone Can.
And she just talked about how she did it. And I was like, no, that is achievable.
Yeah, and do you know what? I posted it. I was like, oh, this is so inspiring because that's the kind of language you use. But do you know what? I posted it and 24 hours later, I went for a run for the first time in a year. And she's got massive boobs and she still ran the marathon.
And she's got a great rack.
And a pair of black eyes. But she's doing all right. She's doing it. What was your financial crisis list then? What was that?
So, I don't know when it was. 2 years ago, my husband ran a business into the ground and we were like in a financially horrific position, bailiffs, the full works. And actually at that time I was on social media but couldn't talk about it because when something is that raw, you can't. But as we came out of the situation, which we are now, I wrote a list about it and I was really, really nervous and I had to share it with him. But I was absolutely blown away by the people responded to it. It turns out that loads of people have been in that kind of situation. But I think money is one of the final taboos that people don't say, look, we're struggling.
Mm. Why is that, do you think?
I think it's something, personally, that you learn really, really young. I remember going to uni when no one's got that much money. And it's like, oh, yeah, but you can come out. And you went out.
Mm.
And you just like got more and more skin. And then you just assume that everyone's doing okay. And of course they're not as hard. And I think especially if you add kids into that mix, that damages your earning potential. So that is all part of it as well.
Mm.
But it is funny. We've gone through quite a few years of really hard financial times. And yeah, there were times where I cancelled play dates because they said, oh, we're going out for lunch. Mm. I made up an excuse.
That paranoia is awful though.
And I felt really bad. And then I thought, people are going to think I'm really rude. I was just actually really scared and embarrassed. I didn't have enough money to even get on the bus. Like, I had to wait till the next day.
Or like when there's that split the bill thing, and now we're fine for money. Of course I'm going to split the bill. But when like a fiver is the difference between something being able to buy some milk or whatever, it's really awkward when you have to go, oh, can we split this bill? But why should people just, let people... well, it comes from the same place that women won't talk about their salaries or about money. We need to break this.
Mm.
It's okay to be skinned, especially if you've started businesses, you've had kids.
Mm.
I mean, this isn't very funny on your funny podcast.
No. We like a bit of worthy chat.
We like a bit of
funny. We should be more honest. So, Helen, I haven't got any money. Can I have £8?
Yes, you can.
Just give me £8. I haven't got any money.
I bought you breakfast.
I'm being honest. I'm being authentic.
I don't like it. Sorry, you wrote this list the other day saying about why having kids is good for your
career.
Idiot. No, it's great. It's really good. Yeah. Make a career out of being a mum. Anyway, but what
how tedious.
Losers. But what I liked about that list was you talked about actually knowing your worth and your value. And like growing a pair when you become a mum.
Because
that's one thing, I really love about Ellie is that I always
One thing. There's only one thing.
Sorry
there's
about
just
that.
One thing. Everything else is bullshit.
She's really good at asking for money, which I'm not.
£8.
£8 now. £8.
See, look at that. She's just on it. Gibson.
Yeah, but I've had to learn that skill. I think when I first started out in my career, I was crap at that as well. It's only through mainly doing freelance, but also working with men.
I was going to say, we're both from really, really like boysy careers, isn't it? Where you just, but then actually now I've got this point of trying. You realise if you're in a boysy world, all that banter that goes with it is it's sexism. And I used to think that I love the banter of advertising, but God, why do we have to spend the first 10 minutes of a meeting like talking about how pissed we were or the people we shagged? It's like,
yeah, again, we'd never do that.
Or make a career out of it.
Yeah. But I used to watch these men go into appraisals or, you know, do deals and stuff and have no shame about asking for money and not be treated badly for having done it. And I had to learn to do it. And I think, and it's a thing, isn't it?
I've pushed two babies out of my fanny. I've done one of them with no pain relief. It's like, I can do that. I need to go and ask for the money that I'm worth. And it is as simple as that. I do psych myself up with those thoughts when I have to do something scary at work. And actually, there's nothing worse than being resentful. I've spent a few years of my career not thinking I was paid what I was worth. And it makes you really bitter. And that's it's not nice.
So listeners out there, you know, up your game.
Give me £8. I want £8.
That's right.
So you live in Peckham. Just to change the subject, you live in Peckham, Timmy. Yes, how long have you been there?
Been there 3 years. Absolutely love it.
I
walk around being really smug that I live there all the time.
What's your favourite thing about Peckham?
I mean, the food. I think we have some of the best restaurants.
McDonald's. Oh, okay, yeah, no.
Iceland's great. I love the Iceland. It's really good. It's quite near the Asda.
All the wanky shit. The sourdough, the avocado, the, you know, pop-ups.
Because I grew up there. I grew up in Nunhead.
Yeah, it's really different.
Yeah, like, my main memory of Peckham as a child is there was a clothes shop called What She Wants. My mother would take me to What She Wants get what she wanted.
And then we'd go to the girls.
I like it. My favourite thing is the cinema, the Peckhamplex Cinema.
Cheapest cinema in London.
Which is it £5.99 now?
No, it's £4.99.
Exactly.
But £5.99 if you go 3D.
Amazing.
I know these things, ladies.
Yeah. I mean, that is amazing.
But you have to bring your own glasses made out of red and blue street glasses. So £4.99, any film, any day.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You've got to tell the story about Star Wars.
Yes, that's how this works. That's where we're going with this. That's why I said that's my favourite thing about Meg.
She was queuing herself in.
Can't wait till we go on Graham Norton.
Ellie's gonna tell
I'm now going to tell an anecdote, amusingly enough, along this subject line.
She needs to give more science. If she does the wink, that's the Peckhamplex story.
My bit.
Yeah.
So I went to see the Rogue One at Christmas, the new Star Wars film. And about sort of 30 minutes into it, there's this big gun battle. And the sound went, but the picture kept playing. So everyone was a bit like, oh. And then everyone started doing the sound effects.
What?
So the whole audience just started going, it started with one guy just going, pew, 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 pew. Yeah. And then everyone pissed themselves. And everyone started joining in like, pew, pew. And then there'd be like a grenade. And someone would go,
they couldn't pay for this shit.
It was amazing. And went
in your
like
face, Secret Cinema.
And then eventually,
who needs 60 quid?
And like, it just, people were absolutely rolling their eyes. And then the sound came back on, and everyone collectively went, and honestly, it was the best of my life.
Wow, that's wonderful.
It was hilarious. So yeah, love a bit of Peckham. Have you got a favourite Peckham place, Helen?
Yeah, I like getting my bits waxed in Peckham.
Tell me where.
Oh, I just go wherever it's cheapest.
What, on Rye Lane?
Yeah. So like £5 lip and eyebrow. But and the lady who did it, she was so gorgeous. She was so lovely. And she was like, she used a variety of things depending on how wiry my lip was. And then I kept going like this. And she was like trying to, like, what's it called? thread the wires off my face. And she was saying the words, very pain. I was like, yes, very pain. But she was 5 feet for like all my hairy face.
She just took all the hair off your face.
Amazing. Very pain.
All the eyelashes out.
That were the only words we exchanged. Very pain. My question.
But carry on.
Yeah, yeah. But I gave her 10 quid because I thought she worked hard. She did, like, she plucked, she threaded, she waxed. And I was like, this is why I love Peckham.
Now, do you think it's time for some career chat, Thorne?
I think so. Let's get serious. Let's talk about business.
Why don't you kick us off?
All right. Now, Clemmy, you're a creative.
Yes.
How do you be creative?
Oh, God, that's a big question, isn't it? How do I be creative? I don't know any other way. I'm going to get really humble again. I'm sorry about this, guys.
Clemmy humble Telford.
Yes. Second glass of wine, I'm still humble.
Quick, get a
twist. I don't think that you realise that creativity is a thing until you see people who aren't creative.
Isn't it? It's what it isn't, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think...
It's not Graham in accounts.
No, exactly.
You guys have both got two boys. Who's your creative one? Do you think... Yeah, one of each.
One of them is creative and the other one likes to eat. And I'm waiting to see what Woody's actual special skill is, but at the moment it is an appetite. And also, he will eat anything, like Stilton food that you think a two-year-old wouldn't possibly
want. Oh, yeah.
And he's got a really, really mature palate, which I admire him for.
My two-year-old loves salmon, but we call it sea ham.
Sea ham. Oh, what? Sea ham.
Like, we'll go with this. Post on Instagram not that long ago where my boys thought they were being really naughty and they'd actually stolen an avocado and got a knife out of the drawer and were about to eat it.
Oh, my word. Guys.
Middle class boys.
There's Haribo. Oh, there's other shit.
I'm trying to look up the name of this book because I read this book recently with like practical tips about how to be better creative. At stuff. And it's got a chapter on being creative. And one thing is get a plant. Scientific studies have proven that looking at something green, like natural, somehow boosts the brain. And another thing is, which I like, play a video game. Because your brain...
Takes you to a separate place.
Yeah, your brain has different parts of it for processing different things. So if you are stuck with a problem and then you go away and do something else that distracts part of your brain, the back part of your brain will kind of keep working and solving the problem. And then when you go back to it...
I definitely think that they always talk about sleeping on it, but I completely agree with that. Try and wrangle an idea, leave it, and then wake up in the morning. And sometimes you wake up and think that was fucking shit, but often your brain's figured it out.
No, I was listening to some, you know, wankery podcast of the day about saying... Not ours, obviously.
Yours is brilliant.
Awesome. But just doing things like drinking or using your different hand for like 5 minutes.
Makes your brain work harder.
Yeah, really? Exactly. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, this book is called 59 Seconds, Think a Little, Change a Lot by Richard Wiseman. And it's very good. And
He
is a wise man. Exactly. One of the tips is change your name to the thing you want people to think that you are.
Like Scummy Mummies.
Or Richard Wiseman. That's one of the tips. But advertising has changed now, hasn't it? It's more about the Instagram and that, isn't it?
I mean, it definitely is. It's definitely a conversation I have every day with every brand about how we work with influencers. And I think I was actually talking about it today. I think, especially in our world, in the mummy world, it's really interesting because it allows fairly boring, non-specific brands, so toothpaste, shower gel, washing powder, have nothing to say to kind of cling on to... someone with a bit of personality, because
I know, because I saw one of our friends advertise sellotape. Wow, I mean, I like sellotape. I use it, but you know, how do I sell it?
What surprises me is that sellotape need to get anyone else on board. I'm really on board.
Sellotape.
Why do they need to increase brand awareness? Like, is anyone looking at that going, oh my god, I've been wrapping presents with Blue Tack for 10 years?
I got two pieces of paper. I mean, like, can I?
I'm into your offering sellotape.
Yeah. Here's how to make me buy branded sellotape. Make it as cheap as non-branded sellotape. Yay. There you are.
You can never find the fucking sellotape, can you?
No, or the end.
No. Yeah, so I'm not a folder. Are you a folder? I bet you're a folder.
I have dispensers.
Exactly. Anyway,
all the sellotape. Yes.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What advice would you give to someone who's maybe like on Instagram but doesn't have a massive following but is looking at all these other sort of mummies or whoever getting these deals and things and thinking, oh, I'd like a bit of that. I'd like to get into that. How do you actually get into it?
I wouldn't have said I got into it. I remember absolutely when I got the first offering to be paid to do an Instagram post, which was with Not on the High Street, and I actually couldn't believe my luck. I really wouldn't go around trying to chase fame in this platform. I've heard a terrifying thing that parents are buying their kids, so for their 18th and 21st, buying them followers on social media to give them a start in their careers.
Oh my god!
And I'm just like, this is like a
sorry,
this is like
a Charlie Brooker film.
Yeah, it's exactly it. But that absolutely boggles me. Like, you should never start trying. I don't think you should set out trying to make money from it.
You should just set out and decide what your thing is, what you're interested in, or what. Yeah,
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, and if like us, you're interested in filth and wine, then
yeah, we like all the wine that is sent to us.
Speaking of which,
what wine are we drinking tonight, Ellie?
Tonight, Helen, we are drinking wine from iHeartWines.com. Are you enjoying the subtle brand integration, Penny?
I think it went really well.
Oh yeah, subtle.
I'm actually not enjoying it because I finished my glass.
You better get some more iHeartWines.
You talk about how nice it is when I get some.
Yes, I like the Pinot Grigio personally.
So, are there any big sort of no-nos? Because I think it's quite difficult, isn't it, to manage that thing of how do you, you know, once you've got a platform, how do you sort of keep your followers and keep your authentic voice and also, you know, accept money for hawking chewing gum?
Sell the shit out of stuff. I couldn't sleep all right about this at night because I've spent my career flogging stuff. So, but also, I've never sold anything that I don't genuinely like. Mm. Like, you've got to be able to feel all right with yourself about it, which for me means talking to my husband endlessly about it.
Mm.
I have to go, am I being a wanker? Am I being a wanker? Am I being a wanker?
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever look at an advert and think, oh no, you shouldn't
on
have
Instagram,
done that? Yeah.
Yes.
What makes you make that face?
Well, I either hate it when people are being disingenuous. If you're doing an ad, like, just put it out there. Don't be like, oh, I just happen to like this thing that I found in my bathroom. No, you're being paid to flog this. It's
open. It's a car.
I love Saabs.
Well, I hate when I think people are suggesting that they happen to love a product that I know they've been gifted. Like, we don't have to pretend. People know that you get gifted stuff, but don't be like, oh, I went out and got this. No, you didn't.
So is it all right to say someone's given me this and I really like it?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, yeah, like a baby, for example, something like that.
Yeah. Exactly like that.
Yeah.
I got sent a jumper from Baxham Bay with a rainbow on it, and I genuinely wear it like nearly every single day.
All the time.
And he's like, can you wear something else on Instagram?
Yeah, because it looks like you're being paid to wear it.
Yeah,
you wear it so much,
this
it looks like
it.
You get £50 every time you wear that fucking jumper.
The lady just sent me the jumper.
I just love it.
Well,
do you know
so
what? That
much.
Is always the key on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's hard. Usually, when I get something sent free, I'm so bloody excited to get a free parcel that I'll post up immediately.
Yeah,
free
nice
stuff is lovely.
Yes.
At the moment you get over that, you need to have a word with yourself.
And I got sent a product recently, but it doesn't work. This product, it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. And I don't feel that I can post about it.
No,
because
I
wouldn't,
like it.
I wouldn't recommend to a friend that they should buy this.
Well, then don't.
So I'm, you know, I'm waiting for the snotty email from them, but I'm afraid that's
I got sent an email asking if I'd like to review these special jackets to wear during barbecue season, that a special warming jackets that look like the most flammable thing you should ever wear, but that apparently it means you could just stay outside that bit longer on a summer night.
Just wear a jacket.
Or have another glass of wine.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, on the same sort of token about phones and Instagram, mm-hmm. how much is too much phone use, Clemmie? I mean, I'm just asking, you know, for me.
For a friend.
Yeah.
Look, my big thing is that the problem with all of those social media, they're never going to end, right? You get to this point, you're like, I must get to the end of it. It's never going to end. And all of us are inherently nosy neighbours. It's a chance to, like, look through other people's lives. What a gift. But you know in your heart when you're
out of control.
And you actually can feel it. But I can't stop myself. I can never stop myself with anything. So I put boundaries. I leave things early. And I have to put my phone at elsewhere. Because I can't. Mm. It's literally impulsive. When it's not with you, you find yourself going to look. Like,
yeah.
What am I even looking at? Nothing's happened.
Yeah. Are you struggling, Helen, with your phone addiction?
I think I need to not have it in the bedroom.
So Steph, at Don't Know Her Flowers, said, get an alarm clock, which I haven't done, but I really like the idea of it.
I will and I do that in the morning. We'll wake up and we'll just do a bit of a scroll
We literally have all four of us in bed on a screen.
You know.
Yeah. Are you not a believer in screen time?
Oh, I love a bit of screen time, but because we all love it so much, I try to limit it. And so we have a rule that we have no screens. Of course, I check my email first thing everybody else, but the kids don't have screens in the mornings.
How old are
yours?
And it's
just a rule, 2 and 5. And what it is, and that's not out of anything other than that is an easy way to police it without having constant arguments, because they just know now, they accept that there's no screens in the morning in the same way that they have to go to sleep at night and they have to brush their teeth. Why does this make me feel like a wanker? They read books. The eldest one reads books, and the little one, he sings. He's in his little cot, and he's like, oh, no, he just talks. He, like, does little monologues.
While you're checking your email.
Yeah. He'll be like, oh, mummy went on a helicopter.
Great.
But, yeah, no, don't get me wrong. And we have, like Friday is called Netflix Friday.
Excellent.
Because Charlie gets home from school, 3:30, and he can have whatever he want on Netflix till tea time. And that's...
I don't know if it's the case, but as they get older, I think you have to monitor it more. Because as now Bertie's almost... Well, he's 4 and a half. I feel like he gets into the screen more. Like,
yeah.
I can give Woody an iPad indefinitely. He hasn't got the concentration yet. But you see it affect their mood, don't you? But then what do you think... about, you know, you're in gaming and you want them to understand, because I really believe that one of the best skills that they can learn is to code, so they need to be interested in the way that the digital world works.
Yeah, so I let them, funnily enough, I've just written an article about this for The Guardian.
How convenient.
She was a wanker before, and then she just drops the G-bomb.
Yeah. No, I think games, I don't think games are better or worse than television, and I think in the same way as that they should be limited but available. You know, kids these days, they're always going to football and ballet and swimming and all of that, and they need to relax, and games is a perfectly all right way to do that. They just shouldn't be doing it all day in the same way they shouldn't be eating ice cream for every meal.
You know when you're giving your child a screen to shut them up, or like, definitely wind down time. I watch TV every night, so of course my kids can, but there's definitely a time you're like, oh, we're pushing this too far.
But do you like, this is a bit of a confession, go, all right, if I take the kids to the park for an hour, then they can watch a bit of TV.
And I'll just let... Like,
there's a bit of like, all right, we're going to go out to a historic house.
Film night as well, movie night. This is a new thing, because when you've got friends, we've got older kids, so we make popcorn and then we sit on the sofa and put our pyjamas on, and it's movie night. So,
yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that's lovely.
I think that's an excellent use of your time.
That's what we do. Friday night is movie night. Ooh. And the kids take it in turns to choose the movies. We get popcorn. It's our family tradition. It's really nice, actually.
I think it is, isn't it?
Well, screen time chat, done.
Done.
Shall we move on, Helen, to a new section you've invented for us?
Yes. Oh, you know I like inventing section called Show and Tell.
I like it.
So I thought we'd have this little section about what we've been up to this week.
Mm-hmm.
A little current sort of thing. Because Ellie and I did a very exciting thing. We had a... we're part of a campaign called Dressed by the Kids by Oxfam. Mm. And we did a fabulous photo shoot with Oxfam this week.
Yeah, so the Dress Like a Kids campaign is launching the day this podcast comes out, so May the 16th. But actual Dress Like the Kids Day is on June the 16th. And basically, and the idea is you get your kids to dress you, which is what we did for the photo shoot.
Yeah.
And obviously, the result is you look ridiculous. But consequently, you can get sponsored for doing that and you raise money. Or you're doing a cake sale.
I'm going to do a cake sale. So I'm going to get my mum friends and I to get our kids to dress us. And so the whole premise is that you're doing something silly, but for something really serious. Kind of a reverse. Like, everyone dreads the dress-up day for kids, and our kids can do it to us.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost you anything.
And if you're not a parent, you can borrow someone else's children, you know.
Yes, exactly.
That's all fine.
I might get my kids to dress up my brother and his fiancé. Yeah, the whole premise is that we're raising money for kids who need money and access to education.
Raising money for kids who need money. That's such a bold philanthropic aim.
You're welcome, Oxfam.
The other day I spent £8 to a child. They were very grateful. They spent it on Skylanders cards.
You're doing so well.
Yes, that's right, Helen. It's about everyone's rights to eat, drink, earn and learn, I think is what you were
saying. That's what
I
was saying. Exactly right.
Yes. So clean water, being able to earn a fair wage so you can feed your family, and children's rights to education so they can build a better life. That's Oxfam's vibe. Our vibe, obviously, is looking like dicks and getting loads of attention. So we're well up for this.
I love the whole idea because I like being silly with my kids, and that's one thing. You do, and I think it's a really brilliant campaign, so I'm really glad that we're part of it, and I'm looking forward to June the 16th. So all you have to do is go to oxfam.org.uk/silly.
Yes, so Dressed by the Kids Day, June the 16th, get involved. It's good. Charity's good, isn't it?
I love charity. And feel good about yourself as well. That's what we're about as Scummy Mummies.
Feel good about yourself by helping poor people.
Poor children
who need money. It's about feeling good about yourself.
How did you do that?
I'm just done a whole spiel about giving access to clean water and food, and you're like, no, but it's about feeling good about yourself.
It's about feeling good about yourself, Pam.
It could just be about giving some money to children who need money.
That is it. Don't light a candle and celebrate yourself.
Excellent stuff. Absolutely brilliant.
Excellent stuff. We'll put this in our TV show, though.
Yeah, definitely. We'll do a thing, yes. Some children don't even have money.
Oh, okay.
So what have you been up to, Clemmy?
I met Davina McCall. I went to an Ombre Solaire round table, which is actually just... lunch, I think.
An Ombre Solaire round table.
It's like the normal round table, but instead of knights, they have Davina McCall. Cheap.
And then I think I might have done a little bit too much hand on shoulder during the thing. But I really liked her.
Was she hawking sun cream? Is that the thing?
Yeah, it's part of the Garnier brand. But it was interesting, but it made me fucking shit myself. You might be better at this because you're Australian, but...
Yeah. So as an Australian, like, my parents were quite vigilant about this. So we would not go out to the beach until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And when I was back in Australia, because my husband's really erotic, he said, should we go and get our moles checked at the doctor's? So I was like, you had me at moles. So we went and saw a mole. This is the thing you do. You go get your moles. Go get some smashed avocados and go get your moles checked. So we went into this specialist, and then she said, oh, we'll strip down to your underwear. And then she went around and looked at all his moles. And then it was my turn, and my husband loves a bit of mansplaining. And so I'm standing in my pants, you know, boobs down to my knees, and he starts telling the mole lady something about he read about on the internet, saying, oh, you can, you know, in the future your mobile phone will just check your moles. And she said, oh, I know, I've written about it in an academic journal. And then we went on for another 5 minutes to talk to her about the thing that she's a specialist. Yeah, he said, I know that, but yeah, anyway, I'll tell you more. And I said... guys, I'm standing in my knickers while you're mansplaining to a woman doctor.
An expert.
Yeah, can you just check my mole and let's get out of here.
No, I slap them in there. But I'm really lazy because I hate putting sun cream on, so I buy the stuff that lasts like
once
all day.
Once a day, me too.
Yeah.
Is that Piers Bruin?
They all do it now.
They get the long laugh ones.
Boots do one called Once, I think.
Yeah, I do
the
Boots one. I do it.
Aren't you supposed to say you do the Ombre Solaire one?
No, well, fuck.
Hashtag ad.
There we are. Well, that was a good show.
We've had a good week, everybody.
We've had a good week. All right. Now, how about a Scummy Mummy confession, Helen?
I've got a really good Scummy Mummy confession.
Okay.
I'm going to kick off. I went to Pilates the other day. I was in a lot of Lycra, so obviously your fanny's all kind of tucked up. But you go on this thing called a reformer, and she said, stand here and then let your legs slide out as far as possible. And then my fanny made this noise. Because my flaps just opened but made an audible...
Oh, yeah.
Because it was so silent. I was just like, we all know what that noise
was. What did you say?
Nothing. I just kind of...
How many other people were there?
It was just me, the physio, and my husband.
Oh,
that's...
Oh, yeah.
So just this...
I love that.
Oh, God. Noisy flaps.
That's nice.
Yeah.
At nine is... My first confession is that I'm now going to use this podcast as shamelessly plugged. So I'm in a television programme called Dara O'Brien's Go 8-Bit, which has just started. The new series just started on Dave, Monday nights at 10 o'clock. And then I'm hosting the spin-off show, which is at 11 o'clock, so straight after. And you're in an episode.
I am. So yeah. For the first time ever, the Scummy Mummies will be on a TV show on Dave.
So, Helen's episode is coming up in a few weeks, I think. But yeah. But yeah, so we were filming the main show at Elstree, which is lovely. And you have all these lovely runners and researchers and they help you all the time and bring you things.
Can you get me this?
Yes, Olivia, actually, please, can you come and pick me up from the Ibis? And also, on the way to Elstree, which, by the way, is an 8-minute walk, can we just stop at Greg's?
As if this is in your ride.
Yeah. I spent £15 on like a steak bake.
How did you even spend?
Tottenham cake. I went mental. Like, I'm just going to, yeah.
Are you just going to have a bite of everything?
I'm going to get everything I want in Greg's.
What's Tottenham bun?
Tottenham cake is like a sponge cake with pink icing. And I've been with my husband.
Oh, I like that.
But it's just a sponge cake. And I went, no, it's Tottenham cake. It's bloody Tottenham cake. And it was on the Bake Off, which proves
it's okay. You're sounding very Peckham suddenly.
Yeah, suddenly got full Peckham.
She didn't.
But yeah, and please watch Dara O'Brien's Go 8-Bit 10 o'clock Monday nights on Dave. And then DLC at 11 o'clock.
And we'll be shouting from the rooftops when we're both on the telly.
Yes,
at the same time.
That's mega. Mm.
Do you have a Scummy Mummy confession?
No, we're just going to have to make a quick pause while I try and think of one.
Okay.
That is fine. Anything particularly Peckham-y? Prison Peckham Park.
I mean, I never go stray far from Peckham because there's a public toilet in Peckham Park, isn't it?
I now do my run because I know it's exactly 15 minutes where I need to do either a wee or a poo on my run.
I use the McDonald's on my lane.
Yeah.
One of those.
It's McDonald's. It's come up a lot.
Really, hasn't it?
There's iPads in the Peckham
and
McDonald's.
No one judges you because I only go in there to have a shit on a run.
That's a confession.
That's a good confession. Anyway, that's an exclusive. Let me tell the lights door.
If you ever see me on McDonald's Rye Lane, it's because I'm about to shit myself.
That's lovely. Like Paula Radcliffe.
Oh, darling.
Well, there we go. Time for a little bit of admin before we wrap up. Helen, we've got some gigs coming up, haven't we?
We bloody well do. We're going to be busy this year, gigging all over the country. There are ones coming up very soon. There's one in Clevedon on the 17th of June and Brighton on the 28th of June, which you have to buy tickets for soon.
Yeah, Brighton's selling out, yeah.
Absolutely. And we're going to be in Rugby, Ellie, on the 12th of July.
Yeah, Stockport on the 17th of July and then all over the shop, really. Banchester.
Banchester.
We're coming for you. Birmingham, Manchester, Tunbridge Wells, all this. We're going to do some Christmas shows and everything, so it's very exciting. But go to scummymummies.com for tickets and details.
That's right, and we'll be at lots of festivals. Good old Cat Festival again, the Deer Shed and Wilderness.
Our book is still out. Remarkably, it's still in print, two months on.
Yeah.
And it's really funny.
Thank you, Clemmy.
Thank you, Clemmy. Clemmy, have you got anything you would like to plug? Where can people follow you and find you and things?
I'm at Clemmy_Telford on Instagram, and my blog is Mother of All Lists. And if anyone ever wants to write a list about anything, get in touch.
Yeah.
Done.
Favourite serial killers?
Less so that.
Fine. Suit yourself.
Other than that is one.
My favourite list? Why don't you do a list of lists?
Favourite Victorian diseases.
All right, guys. I'm trying to be open. That's kind of the thing, isn't it?
Everyone's apart from them, yes.
All other subjects.
Favourite breakfast cereals.
I mean, that I'd be interested in.
Oh, see. I'm a winner.
Let's see. Why don't you write to us? Tweet us. Would you rather hear about cereals or cereal killers?
That sounds like a really good podcast.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cereal.
think someone got there.
Oh, thank you very much for coming on the podcast, Clemmy.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, everyone, for listening at home.
Yes.
Or wherever you are on my commute.
Oh, no, a big shout out to Anne, who likes to listen to us running, who said hello to us in the cafe a couple of days ago.
Yes.
Hello, Anne.
Run faster, Anne. Run faster. You're being shit. Fucking get on with it. Run, Anne. Run. Run. Run harder. Until next time.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.